Guidelines for Teaching, Compilation, Baha'u'llah Abdu'l-Bahá Shoghi Effendi. Guidelines for Teaching, from the writings of Baha'u'llah. 1. O friends, ye must all be so ablaze in this day with the fire of the love of God, that the heat thereof may be manifest in all your veins, your limbs, and members of your body, and the peoples of the world may be ignited by this heat, and turn to the horizon of the Beloved. 2. Teach thou the cause of God with an utterance which will cause the bushes to be enkindled, and the call, Verily there is no God but me, the Almighty, the Unconstrained, to be raised therefrom. Say, human utterance is an essence which aspireth to exert its influence and needeth moderation. As to its influence, this is conditional upon refinement, which in turn is dependent upon hearts which are detached and pure. As to its moderation, this hath to be combined with tact and wisdom, as prescribed in the Holy Scriptures and tablets. 3. Moderation is indeed highly desirable. Every person who in some degree turneth towards the truth can himself later comprehend most of what he seeketh. However, if at the outset a word is uttered beyond his capacity, he will refuse to hear it and will arise in opposition. 4. Piety and detachment are even as two most great luminaries of the heaven of teaching. Blessed the one who hath attained unto this supreme station. 5. Should any one among you be incapable of grasping a certain truth, or be striving to comprehend it, show forth, when conversing with him, a spirit of extreme kindliness and goodwill. Help him to see and recognize the truth, without esteeming yourself to be in the least superior to him, or to be possessed of greater endowments. The whole duty of man in this day is to attain that share of the flood of grace which God poureth forth for him. Let none therefore consider the largeness or smallness of the receptacle. The portion of some might lie in the palm of a man's hand, the portion of others might fill a cup, and of others even a gallon measure. 6. Consort with all men, O people of Baha, in a spirit of friendliness and fellowship. If ye be aware of a certain truth, if ye possess a jewel of which others are deprived, share it with them in a language of utmost kindliness and goodwill. If it be accepted, if it fulfill its purpose, your object is attained. If anyone should refuse it, leave him unto himself, and beseech God to guide him. Beware lest ye deal unkindly with him. A kindly tongue is the lodestone of the hearts of men. It is the bread of the spirit. It clotheth the words with meaning. It is the fountain of the light of wisdom and understanding. 7. If he be kindled with the fire of his love, if he forgoeth all created things, the words he uttereth shall set on fire them that hear him. 8. Say, O people of God, that which can ensure the victory of him who is the eternal truth, his hosts and helpers on earth, have been set down in the sacred books and scriptures, and are as clear and manifest as the sun. These hosts are such righteous deeds, such conduct and character, as are acceptable in his sight. Whoso ariseth in this day to aid our cause, and summoneth to his assistance the hosts of a praiseworthy character and upright conduct, the influence from such an action will most certainly be diffused throughout the whole world.